Blog Talk Radio.
Put all things aside. Put all things away. Put everything that you were doing all over the rest. Think about this for a minute. It's a scripture in Mark. Well, let me read this. I get to that. Sorry. Continue reading. Where am I? Verse 11. For in the 6 days the Lord made the heavens and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore your whore what? Bless the seventh day, the Shabbat day, and set it apart. Who blessed it? Not man. Who wrote that day? Yahuwah himself. So for a person to say, think about this for a minute. For a person to say that that day is done away with, you're taking away Yahuwah's blessing. Just say that Yahuwah, you did do away with that day. You say that Yahuwah did not keep that day himself. Think about that for a minute. You're saying it is not important. But it clearly shows it's embedded in creation. If anything you get from me, understand this. The seven-day Shabbat is embedded in creation. All right, so this says question, right? We all know the Ten Commandments. We all understand it. We all understand what is written. We understand to give Father all praise and honor, right? Out of all these commandments, what existed before sin? Think about that for a minute. Say, so remember my Shabbat. Out of all these things, you understand, yes, there was no idol before sin. There was no idol before sin. There was no accepting of anything other than giving Father the praise. There was no murder. There was none of these things. There was no adultery. There was no covetousness, as what Brother Sheldon has been doing for the whole past week with the commandments. There was none of these things. But that one commandment, what does man seek to do with that one commandment? Take it out. It doesn't exist. That one commandment that existed throughout creation, that is embedded in creation, they seek to take. Why do you seek to take out that one commandment? Leave all nine, because it's a set-apart day. It's a day to be recognized by Yahuwah's people. It's a day to be recognized that He is the Almighty. He is the Creator. He is the Savior. He is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. He is life. Why do you seek to take that one commandment out? The one commandment that existed before sin. Why do you seek so hard to do away with that? Think about that for a minute. When we look at and understand what Father has given unto his sons and his daughters, it's not something that's contrary to what he has given or what he created. Right? If we turn to Mark chapter 2, verse 27. Mark chapter 2, verse 27 and 28. It says from verse 27. And he said unto them, ask him a question, right? The Shabbat was made for man, and not man for the Shabbat. Therefore, the Son of Man is King, is Creator, is Savior, also on the Shabbat. Again, the Shabbat was not made, the Shabbat was made for man, and not man for the Shabbat. What does that mean, right? Not man for the Shabbat. It's not for you to determine what you can and cannot do or to select a day. The scripture said that the Shabbat was made for man. I made it. I set it apart. And then what now? I give it unto you.
Comes to my mind as you say that the Shabbat is made for man. And I never really had that thought before. Why it's just simply there. A lot of individuals interpret that Shabbat made for man, or actually credit it to man in a sinful state. You see what I'm saying? So, and if you apply to Shabbat is made for man in a sinful state, then they would be more easily be in that frame of mind of like they could do anything. But it was made for man, Adam, in his 100% state. It was not made for man. And that's why a lot of people then also try to apply to say it was not, that's when it was given. There just for that's when it first came into existence. You see what I'm saying? Although it was with Yahuwah continually every 7 days, as you could go as far as it goes through eternity, you know. But it is made for man in his, while he was in the image of Yahuwah, because that is only one who is converted and has entered into covenant can keep a Shabbat. So it was not made for you in your corrupt state while you're there talking about your. Go ahead.
And the same thing, go back. When was it made? Creation. Going back to what Sharon was saying. So understand, he made the Shabbat. That day did not exist until Yahuwah created it. Now we can look and say, okay, again, I don't believe we are all in creation. Father Yahuwah is omnipotent. But he gave us this day. Nice question. If he gave us this day, it's a continual manifestation of rest. The continual manifestation throughout all eternity. We read in Isaiah, it spoke about from the new heavens and the new earth. In Yahuwah's house, there's no disorder. Yahuwah would not give a Shabbat to one creation and different Shabbat to another creation. Why would he not do that? You're causing disorder. You're causing confusion. And the scripture said that Yahuwah is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If I'm a creation and I see the Shabbat that is given to me, and by the mercy and favors of Father Yahuwah, and that's what we look for, to put on immortality and to see other creation. But we see them doing something that is contrary to what we have walked in. We see them doing something that's contrary, like, hold on, Father, you said this. Why are they doing that? Would you believe him? I would not believe Yahuwah. I'm going to be real. You would not believe him because now you taught me this, but now I see something contrary that you gave them over there. It's like a parent, right? And siblings do this all the time. If it's real or not, whatever. A child will, the parent will be attending to the child and might give the child something. What does the other child do? But they might feel that parent or that child might be attended, the parent might be attending to that child more than what it is. It's not that they are. I'll just give an example. So me as a creation, if I see that Yahuwah gave them over there, and then me over here, they give me this, hold on. Am I inferior to them? Or I'm above them? You see what I'm saying? So understand for the Yahuwah's house, he is the same yesterday and forever. So when he created this rest day, think about that for a minute. He created this rest day. He has given it to his creation. And if everything and everything is in his creation, and it's an embedded in creation, you rest on that name.
Good. I have a question. I mean, what you're saying with how the Shabbat is the same like for everybody. Mm-hmm. Let's say I'm not different for everybody. But I'm just wondering, like for like, say on the other parts of the world where the time is different, would it, like, Shabbat be a different time, or is it like
I answer this question like this. I answer this question. Who made time?
Man
made time. Does time exist in Yahuwah's time?
Or not?
No.
Just what? Sorry.
So there's a 7-day no matter where you are.
No, I'm saying even at the sunset, sunrise will be different.
Like if you're in Israel.
But there's another planet, like another creation. Exactly. Not for you, there's another whole creation.
Exactly. Like how.
Okay, so like say it's daytime. So think about this.
Anywhere you are, even if the time changes, but if you come to the same it's still the same time.
You understand?
So we might not be experiencing at the same time.
So we might not experience at the same quote unquote time, but it's still the same day. And go ahead.
I was going to say, I think what validates that is the fact that when they're awake, we're asleep. When we're asleep, they're awake. So at the end of the day, we're all still doing the same thing. We're just, some of us are going to be asleep, or some of us are going to be awake. But it's still the same as the same.
Right. But it's something that I've been thinking about. And you look at a clock, and the clock, and I'm 77 day, and I look at the clock. I would say 8 o'clock. How do you know it's 8 o'clock? You're taught this.
Yeah.
You're taught this to say, okay, it's 8 o'clock. I woke up at 7:55 and I got to be at work at 8 o'clock. Now I got to be like a madman on the road trying to cut people off. They're teaching you and they're teaching you to continue. Like, how could I say this? They're brainwashing you to operate according to their time. I'm not saying not to be timeless. I'm not saying to be timeless. You can be oriented at time, but it's funny how we will look at man's time more than your horse time. Think about that for a minute. You look at man's time more than your horse time. You would think you listen to man and say, well, you can pick whenever day you want and rest that day. Rather than looking at the day that Yahuwah gave. It's literally in the scriptures.
That is why Lisa served his part wrongly about that. Because they tried to use Paul's teaching, manipulate time, in saying that, okay, you can choose any time because Paul said so. Right?
I'm not even knowing what you're talking about.
Word, twisting his words to do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to point in my mind when you bring up about Shabbat, why they choose to take the fourth commandment out so much. It is the only commandment in the Ten Commandments that identify you with Father directly. I'm not talking about like, you know, dubbing him and whatever, because if you're not keeping his commandments, still not. But it's the one commandment that identifies you and say, I will set you apart, that you will be my people and I will be your Father. So it is the one that particular commandment identify you, who your father is, and who you belong to. And the enemy don't want that. Satan don't want that at all, because he said he set his throne above the Most High. So when you look at it, that to me is a very, very deep point. Why it is such a big battle to get rid of the fourth commandment and change it to what, you know, the day of Satan to worship.
As we continue, as we continue, so you see that day, Yahuwah made that day. Yahuwah created that day. He put that day in existence. Think about that. He put that day in exist. In other words, outside of Yahuwah, that day don't exist. So when people want to say they're keeping the Shabbat, they did that, they did it. You can keep whatever day you want. That day is not a day that Yahuwah created. That day is not the day that he put in existence. And he put that in existence in creation. He embedded in creation. So when we shall put on immortality, when we shall put on the wings, whatever's in your mind, I'm not going to say whatever in mind, because what the U.S. says, not to imagine anything that what it is. Just know that the bliss that he's going to put on you, that day, this day, is embedded in his creation. The Shabbat was made. The Shabbat was created. The Shabbat was put in place for man, right? So we understand the Shabbat was given by Yahuwah. We understand the Shabbat was embedded in creation. We understand the Shabbat was of Yahuwah, right? And he says to keep it set apart. You cannot keep something if it was not set apart, right? You cannot keep something if it was not set apart. You can say, make it set apart. But he already did that. So it's not for us to make anything. It's for us to what? Keep it, right? So we're just going to go into a couple more scriptures. But before I do that, so give him a share of what earth, right? Turn to Luke chapter 4. Hold on, that was not the right scripture. Oh, no, yeah. Are we from verse 12? Luke chapter 4 from verse 12. And it says, and Yahushua answered and said unto him, It is said, you shall not tempt Yahuwah the Almighty. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a reason. We understand that in season, I understand whether this was Lucifer and tempting Mashiach, saying that I will give you this. The devil don't own nothing to give. You're saying the person that owns it, I will give you, when the person that owns it is right there. Funny, right? But that's how the devil works. He seeks to deceive you. He seeks to deceive you and, oh, you can pick a day you want. Yeah. Oh, you can do that. Yeah. Right? We continue from verse 14. And you shall return in the power of the Spirit, the Ruach, into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. And he taught in the synagogue, the temple, being magnified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went where? Into the temple on what day? On the Shabbat day. I came in my Father's name. I'm going to keep what my Father has given. And guess who also had made that day? The scripture said, let us make man in our image. It was the Father and the Son, Yahuwah and Yahusha. You think Yahuwah is the only one that's rest on that day? So he knew that day. And as it was his custom, he went in on that, the Shabbat. He went into the temple on the Shabbat day. Into the temple on the Shabbat day and stood up for to read. So there was a manifestation that he kept his Father's commandments. Yes, you see it in the tent. But that commandment he made before sin. It's embedded in creation. He understand something. Yahushua HaMashiach kept the day that he rested on. It's not like he didn't know what that day was.
As a servant,
as a child, that he came in the lands of sinful flesh, and in the lands of sinful flesh, he kept the day that he has set up. I like that word, that day that he has set up. It's only for us to keep up with that day, right? So understand that body was given that day. No man, no woman, no child, nobody, no religious organization, no decree, no order, no king, no president has given us this day. It is his day. It's a day that, again, he has set up, right? As we continue, I'm just talk about a little in keeping of that day. Scripture said that keep it set apart, right? What does that mean, keep it set apart? What does that mean to hold that day in high esteem? So we're going to go to a couple of scriptures. We turn to Exodus from 31, 12. Exodus 31, verse 12. It says, "And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak you also unto the children of Yisrael, saying, Verily my Shabbat you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that you know that I am Yahuwah the Almighty that has set you apart." Right? Verse 14. "You shall keep the Shabbat." Did he say you shall pick a Shabbat? Did he say that you shall choose a Shabbat? Did he say that, Kiki? Not Kiki, not out. You didn't say that, right? Kiki?
I know what you want.
You didn't say that, right? So it's not for you to pick a day, let me rest this day. This is my Shabbat. No, it's a day he has given that we keep, right? We continue reading from verse 14. "You shall keep the Shabbat, therefore, for it is set apart unto you." Right? "It is, that day is set apart unto you. And everyone that defileth shall surely be put to death. For whosoever do any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people." Now I think about it like this, right? And you hold this day in high esteem. And he who is life has given us this day. And something that has come to my mind. If I put before you life and death, and you will say, choose life that you and your seed may live. And the Shabbat is part of life. Understand that. Don't think the Shabbat is not part of life. The Shabbat is part of life. And this is why people are like, oh, man, you got to kill him? You making a choice that say you don't want life. You understand? It's like you're saying, I'm going to do whatever because I don't want it. You're who is just in all his ways. So when you see things like this, and this is why people read it, like, oh my gosh, he's so harsh. Oh my gosh, I can't believe he said that. You're speaking to a people that understand what the consequences are. You're speaking to a people that if you do that, you're saying you don't want life. If you do that, you're saying that you don't want to be a part of life. And other than life is what? Death. Life, I will say this before, life is very simple. Men make it complex. Men make it all over the place. Yahuwah has given us something that is very straightforward and direct. He said, I give you life and death. Either choose life, and your seed may live. But most people in this world choose what? They make a covenant unto death. The Shabbat is part of your life. It's embedded in you. It's embedded in creation. If you are a creation of Yahuwah the Almighty, which you are, it's embedded in you. Think about that for a minute. So it's only natural that you should keep it. Entering into the rest of Father Yahuwah that you may not do what? Keep the day of rest. This is what Father has called us into, right? Continue reading. Where am I? 12? 15. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh day is the Shabbat of rest. Set apart to who? Yahuwah, the Almighty. Now set apart to Jim, John, Bobby, Nikki, whoever it is. It's set apart unto Yahuwah. Why is it set apart unto Yahuwah? Again, because he had put it in existence. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh day is a Shabbat day of rest. Set apart to Yahuwah. Whosoever do any work in the Shabbat day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Yahshua shall keep the Shabbat, to observe the Shabbat throughout their generation for perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and you. It is a sign between me and the children of Yahshua forever. For in 6 days Yahuwah made the heavens and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. It's something that comes to my mind also, and how you keep it. Yahuwah made everything, so upon that day there was nothing even to be made. It was complete. Think about that for a minute. If Yahuwah had made something or things in all 6 days, and then he said, not finished, was the seventh day, so let me rest. Then on the first day, he started creating again. That would be an eighth day, right? Because that's something that never existed before, because he didn't create anything on that day, right? It's a little snippet on the eighth moon, the lunar Shabbat. There is no eighth day. He put everything in that place. He put everything in the sixth and the seventh day he rested. In other words, the seventh day is a sign of what? Completion. The seventh day is a sign of what? Righteous. Perfect. Nothing was missing. So understand when they say the seventh day, you're doing the work, or you're picking this up or picking it up, you're saying you're not prepared. You're saying, I have to do something else. You're saying, I have to do this. You're not prepared. But I would say this. If the Shabbat come, and you did not do that, do not do it on the Shabbat day. Leave it. It's not that important. You do not plan to break the Shabbat because you did not do something in 6 days. You plan throughout the week, and then you keep the 7 day. And I'll read a scripture. You can say something this time.
Just real quick. Somebody learn about the Shabbat, after years of it. One of the things that I always relate Shabbat to is I always see it, the preparation for the Shabbat. I always see it as a preparation for our life to enter the kingdom. That's how I always see it. And that's why I always try to rush to do everything before the sun sets. Because if that day comes and you're not ready when the probation closes, you do. So you have to view the Shabbat the same way, and that's how you have to view it that the sixth day, just as your life is a preparation for that final judgment, the sixth day you have is like the preparation of your life for the kingdom. So you use the, you need to get everything done. And as Handel rightfully said, well, you know, don't leave it alone because it's not that important. You can leave it without violating. So I always see that. I always see it that way. It's like a preparation, and the Shabbat is the experience of that 1,000 years. So that's how I always see it in my mind. So you understand the crucial it is.
Yeah. Is your hand up ahead?
Oh, yeah, no, I just along the lines of what you were just saying, you know, I agree so much because it's like one thing is your week. So, like, you're either, it's one of two things. We're either fitting for him, squeezing him in, his business into our lives, or we are living our lives of stop. Or we're living our lives and it's like every he is the center and then he's the center and then we fit our lives in. You know what I'm saying? It's two polar opposites. In the sense of you rush in, you're going about your life because you have to work, but you have to do these things. Like society has you, you have to work at whatever time, and you're going and going and going. Or you made a decision in the beginning that, you know, hey, my whole week is with Shabbat in mind.
As we continue, we turn to Isaiah chapter 56. Isaiah chapter 50 from verse 1. Verse 1.
What chapter is
it? 56. Again, I'm keeping a Shabbat, right? Isaiah 56 from verse 1. It says, thus said Yahuwah, keep you judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that lay hold on it, that keep the Shabbat from polluting it, and keeping his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that had joined himself to Yahuwah speak, saying, Yahuwah had utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus said Yahuwah unto the eunuch that keep my Shabbat, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them I will give my house, and within my walls a place and a name better than the sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that had not been cut off, that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger that sojourn themselves with Yahuwah, to serve him and to love the name of Yahuwah, to be his servant, everyone that keep the Shabbat from polluting it, and shall take hold of my covenant. Selah. Again, you see the Shabbat there. You talk about the everlasting name. You talk about the Shabbat. She is a Shabbat. It's the world. Eternity, right? But not polluting it. Now, what do you mean by polluting it? What do you mean by not keeping it set apart, right? Now, you can, before that, turn to, I believe it's Exodus 16. Exodus chapter 16. From verse 1, maybe from verse 1 to 22, right? I might skip a little from verse 1. It says, and they took their journey. This is Yeshua when they left Egypt. Exodus 16 from verse 1. Exodus 16 from verse 1. And this is when Yahshua left Egypt, right? Being a wilderness, they're walking. So I might skip a little, but let's give it a synopsis. And they took their journey from Elam, and all the congregation of the children of Yahshuael came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they departed out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Yahshuael murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Yahshuael said unto them, would to Yahuwah we had died by the hand of Yahuwah in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to fill, for you have brought us from forth into this wilderness to kill us with assembly, with all hunger. So basically, they're going in the wilderness, and they were hungry. So they said, well, you brought us out here. You gave a deliverance, and you brought us out here to die? But you who are going to use that as a lesson to them? You're going to use a lesson about the Shabbat. Keep this day. Right? So, I'm going to read up to verse 5, and then I'm going to skip a little. I'm going to read the whole thing, but it says, verse 4, then said Yahuwah unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or Torah or not. Right? And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gathered daily. So in other words, he's saying the first day you're going to go, you're going to get a certain amount, you're going to bring back. The second day you're going to go get a certain amount and bring back for that one day. But on the sixth day, you're going to get double portion. You're going to take 2 days and bring back. Right? So I'm going to give it a stamp. I'm going to jump a little. If you turn to 15. Verse 15, right? And when the children of Yahshua saw it, they said one to another, it is manna. For they wished not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which Yahuwah had given you to eat. This is the thing which Yahuwah had commanded, gather it every man according to his eating, an omer of every man, for every man, according to the number of your persons, take you every man for them which are in your tent, this tent. And the children of Yahshuael did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he had gathered much, had nothing over, and that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every one according to his eating. So in other words, God has provided everything for you each day, each moment, each second. There's no reason for you to go out on the Shabbat. Right? Verse 18. And when they did... Verse 19. And Moses said, let no man leave of it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses. And some of them left of it until the morning, and bread worm, and sank. And Moses was wroth with them. So in other words, they're hiding. They're storing up food, not trusting for they will provide for them. So they're storing up food, but when they look at it, worms. And that shows you what? That's lack of faith, lack of trust. You know what I'm saying? And because for you to say, if I think about it for a minute, he said, take what you need. So what you were doing, you were taking more than what you need.
And then, like you said, the lack of faith triggered off to take more. Mm-hmm. Then you disappear, because then you're basically saying, no, I've got to work this out myself. Mm-hmm. When we told you from first, you would have.
And moreover, he's using that as an example about the Shabbat. I will provide for you. I'm going to give you everything you need, and you may keep this day, right? Verse 21. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating, and when the sun waxed hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day, They gather twice as much bread, two omers for one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, this is that which Yahuwah has said, tomorrow is what? The rest. Right? Of the set apart Shabbat unto Yahuwah. In other words, think about it like this. And this came to my mind. Everything that you do during the week, you put it to rest. Think about that for a minute. Work, play, the people party, whatever, party, dorm, whatever it might be, right? You put it to rest. IG, social media, tilling the ground. We're not tilling the ground, I mean, we might till Publix, till Walmart. You put all those aside. It's a day of rest. Rest is exactly what it means. Rest. Put it aside. But it's more significant now because that's also a day of what? Praise. It's also a day to honor who your Creator is. It's also a day to honor who the Almighty is. For what? You put those things to rest. And guess what? You're not missing nothing. You ain't missing anything. Because listen to me. I remember one time somebody said it. I was in Tennessee, right? And brother running. When you say that you have not seen darkness like that, you have not seen darkness like that. You can put your hand in your face and you ain't going to see your hand. And I remember I went there by myself, right? Now, mind you, when we went in there for camp and brother and Shirley and everybody there. So we had each other company, but I went there by myself. And don't get me wrong, it's a good experience. But basically I was talking, and now they have a TV, but the TV is not connected to nothing. It was a VCR at that time. Children probably never know what VCR is. They don't know what VCR is. And I remember he was saying, they were talking, I was like, I didn't watch TV. So I'm going to use Brother Ronnie. We didn't watch no TV when we went there. Nothing, right? And when we left, I think, well, yeah, I got a newspaper. And we looked at the newspaper, and we're like, what? What's going on? It's always turned upside down. We're looking at sports. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, we don't know this and the other. But it's just something that you put all those things to rest. You're not going to miss it. That which what you need, and it's a saying that says, bad news travels fast. You think coronavirus traveling fast? Bad news travel fast. You could be in the utmost part of the world when, man, somebody going to say something, you heard about this, like, what? News travel fast. Yes, it's a whole lot faster with social media, but a lot of things on social media you may not want to need to know. I'll be a part of. Real talk. There's a lot of stuff on social media that you look at certain things. I don't look at TikTok. I ain't gonna lie to you. Yeah, I look at it in school. And some things you laugh at it. Some things like, that's just a social media to mess you up. Distract your mind. But there's nothing wrong with putting all that to rest. There's nothing wrong with putting the work to rest. Even if you have your own business, or whatever, put those things to rest. Yahuwah rested from his creation. There's nothing wrong with it as a son, as a child, a father, Yahuwah, a daughter, to put those things to rest. The word rest is exactly what it means. If there's no different meaning, I would say this, there's no different meaning, rest, that you go there and rest now. There's no different meaning. Now, you may put a different meaning to say the Shabbat day of rest, different meaning when you put the Shabbat. But rest means rest. Put that aside. Rest your mind. No, I was going to get to that. I didn't get to that. So people say, okay, I rest on this day. But don't get me wrong. The scripture talk about worshiping, giving Father the praise. As far as Yahushua Messiah's custom was, as we read, he went into the temple on the Shabbat day. He preached on the Shabbat day. He received the word of Yahuwah on the Shabbat day. I'm going to go into a couple of scriptures if I can find, because I don't know where my... Okay, I found it. You see what I'm saying? So, just to understand that day, and what, when I was sitting there doing that, and what comes to my mind, it just rests. But what does most people can't do? They can't rest. Think about that for a minute. We are taught not to rest. We are taught to keep going, keep going, keep going. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying to be lazy. In no way, shape, or form, because scripture says the lazy man don't deserve to eat. I'm not saying to be lazy. You can be diligent and move forward and have Father your torture and teach you and guide you. But when the time comes, put it to rest. Healthy, health alone. When you do that, you benefit from that. I'll say this. You think that these people don't understand that? You think they don't use that for trying to put it for their advantage? The Pope said they need a day of rest for the world. What day you think you're gonna pick? Not the Shabbat of Yahuwah. But he said you need a day of rest. Why? When COVID happened, they look at the world and said there was so much great things that happened. Yes, COVID messed up a lot of stuff. But India saw the Himalayan mountains for the first time in years. Oh my gosh. Hold on now, COVID got something going on. They said that they looked at the ocean. Clean. In Italy, where they had the boats and the canal. They say have not been that clean ever. Think about that for a minute. They said the air was clear and clean because there was not much people on the road. Now, when everybody was staying home, unfortunately, I had to go home up to work. Granted, traffic was great. Right?
But like you said, your mind felt a lot more rested driving.
The road rage was cut down. But that's just give an idea.
Right.
The world understand that. And they're going to use it to try for their own advantage, to set certain things up against your world. Understand that. They're going to use it. Because they don't look at the minority, they look at the majority. If I have the majority, I don't care about your minority. Because the world right now is a majority. Like, yeah, man, it was actually better. It was actually good. You have these commercials on TV where they talk about, I haven't sat down and ate dinner with my family in years. Well, we did. This is commercials on TV. So understand, yes, what you might see, they will use it for their advantage to set up certain things. A day of rest for the world. See, it's good, but it's not the day that Yahuwah had set up. So understand that. So when you look at the day of rest, put those things to rest that you may keep the Shabbat day of rest. Right? Return to Hebrew. I didn't finish Exodus. Did I finish? No, I didn't finish Exodus 16. Let me pop and finish. Where was I? 23? Okay. And he said unto them, this is that which Yahuwah had made, and said, tomorrow is the rest of the set apart day unto Yahuwah. Bake that which will bake today, and see that you will see that, and that which remain over, lay up for you to keep it the morning. And they laid up till the morning, and Moses bathed, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. And Moses said, eat that today is a Shabbat unto Yahuwah. Today you shall not find in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is a Shabbat, in it there shall be none. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none. Ask you a question, right? They found none. Why didn't they find none? No, go on, say it. No, yeah, it's a rest day, but why?
He rests.
You see what I'm saying? So he's not asking to do something that he's not doing himself.
There's no way your conscience in this time can say, well, didn't get to do this.
So let me go do this.
And then if Yahuwah provides for me,
going back again, if Yahuwah created the 6 days, and then on the seventh day he said, I didn't finish, that day would not exist. So when he created that day and he put that day in existence, he kept that day himself. Understand why there was no manna on that seventh day. I provided it for you. This is my day. I'm going to rest. The day that I've given unto my creation, that is embedded in creation, my creation will rest too. Yahuwah is not a hypocrite. He will have been doing something that he teaching you, and he's doing contrary to it. See? Exactly. Almost finished. If you turn to, and I say that the Shabbat, if you turn to what Sheldon says, right? A person will say, well, I rest. I don't do nothing. But yet still, did you enter the covenant relationship with Father Yahuwah? The Shabbat and the relationship with covenant with Father Yahuwah goes hand in hand. You cannot keep the Shabbat day of rest if you're not entering the covenant relationship with Father Yahuwah. Right? That rest day is as a sign between Yahuwah and his people. You can't be his people if you don't know him. You can't be his people if you have never met him. You can't be his people if you've never seen him. Now I say, well, I haven't seen Yahuwah. I haven't seen him. I haven't met him. Abraham had met him. What's the scripture say when he said, when he was speaking to Yasharel, and he said what? He spoke about Abraham. And he said, Abraham saw my day, and he was glad. They said to him, say, hold up, you're not even 50 years old. How are you talking about Abraham? He said, before Abraham was, I am. Philip, I'm just going to quote some scriptures. He said basically was, if you see my father, he said to Philip, if you see my father, if you see me, you have seen my father. He changed not. The scripture also said that my sheep hear my voice and follow. What does that mean? He teaches you his word. If you turn to John, I'll read this. John. John chapter 5. I And there's a time coming when even malice will come and appear unto you, because they are fallen malice. And they will say things to you that we came and come from your whore. That day is done away with. This is done away with. Except this. Scripture said that my sheep hear my voice and follow. If you speak anything contrary to what Father you have spoken in creation, in his Torah, as much as it sounds good, as much as it might look good, Scripture said that if it's possible that the very elect will be deceived. That's how fine deception will happen. Deception is an art. We understand certain organizations that they literally study. Why do you think McDonald's have a big arch? Why do you think Walmart has this particular color? I ask you this simple question. Have you ever seen a dull toy for a child? Why? Because it's bright. It attracts you. Be very careful what they put out there, because they're trying to attract you for a reason. Stand firm in what Father has given, and he will lead you. And it's not for you to determine what is true or not. Father Yehovah will reveal what is true. And he will give you the evidence, and it will be perfect, and it will also debunk what is being taught. The purpose of it is not to debunk it. Naturally it does. Because he's against law. It's contrary to what he has given. It's contrary to creation. It's contrary to the Shabbat. It's contrary to the truth. When you tell me that I am saved, but you're telling me that I have to fall, that is an oxymoron. That don't go together. When you're telling me that Yahuwah Shabbat is done away, but I look in creation, that it's embedded in creation, something ain't right. Something is wrong. Always say this, the Torah or Yahuwah's truth is like a rock. And Yahushua HaMashiach is that rock, as we all know. It's like taking a knife or whatever it may be and trying to poke a hole in this rock. There is no weak spot. Nothing can go through it. Nothing can penetrate it. It has every answer for every question. Think about that. It has every answer for every question. So if I ask you a question and you can't answer it, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying that. If you ask me a question, I can answer. But when I go back to Father you and Father is revealing clear as day, it's perfect. And I'm sorry. The Lunar Shabbat has a lot of questions and a lot of holes. And there's no answer for it. Understand that. You turn to, I said, John 5, right? I read from verse 39. John chapter 5, from verse 39. It says, "Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which witness of me." As you rest in for the whore, a witness of him is a Shabbat day. A witness of him is a manifestation of immersion. The witness of him is a manifestation of the words that comes out of your mouth. Your behavior, your actions, the character, your nature, the mind, the thought, the ways, the deeds. It is a witness of what? Him who abides in you. And the life that he has called you into is not different from the life that he had created and gave unto you. Think about that for a minute. The life that he has called you into, because by one man disobedience all have made sinners. So by the life that you now have, he had made a provision, the Torah, to provide for you, to bring you back. He's not giving you anything different than what he created you for. Think about that for me. He has not given you anything different than what he has created you for. Sin just delayed it a little. A lot. Sin detoured. But in that detour, you see something. You see the love of Father Yahuwah for his creation. A creation that he has embedded the Shabbat in. You see the love manifested, and that's why it's so important to understand what the Torah is, to understand what salvation is, to understand all that he has so given unto you, the commandments and all that you may walk in, that you may experience and walk in that which is perfect, to experience partaking of the tree of life, partaking of immortality. But that's what he created us for. He didn't create for us to go through sin and death and turmoil. He didn't create us for that. So if I ask this question, if we didn't fall, if Adam and Eve, or Eve first and then Adam, men are trying to follow the woman. Men ain't learned yet. Right? If men did not fall, I ask this question to everybody. If men did not fall, if men did not go corrupt, if men did not partake of that tree, would there still be a Shabbat?
Yes, absolutely.
So how can he say it's done away with? How can he say it's done away with if there would still be a Shabbat if man did not fall? That was set up. But you telling me that the Shabbat is done away with? You telling me I'm going to go pick a day what I want to do? No, he set that day up. If something came to mind, he's bringing us back to what he has set up. That's what the Torah is. He's bringing us back to what he has set up. And the Shabbat is one thing that he has set up.
Yeah.
What I said I was going to read, oh, sorry. From verse John 5, from verse 39. Right?
John 5.
Oh,
John 5.
You still
have to read
it. Yeah, just start reading. I think it's good. Oh, verse 39. Verse 40. And you will not come to me that you may have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that you have not the love of Yahweh in you. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him will you receive. If another man shall come in another day, you're going to receive that? You're going to partake of that? That's the day that he has set up. Come a different doctrine. No, this is what he has given. Go back to creation. Go back to the seed principle. The hierarchies in our prayer. The seed. This is what he has given. Right? 44. Sorry. Now can you believe which receive honor of one of another? And seek not the honor that cometh from Yahuwah only. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you even more, in whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? What does that mean? The words that he spoke is the same words that he gave Moses to write. My sheep hear my voice and follow. If you're telling me that this is not what is true, and you say you believe Moses, but the words I'm saying is what he has written, you are not of my flock. You need to understand. You need a clarity. You need eyesight. Eyesight is to see, to understand. You know what I'm saying? So understand that where he has given us a date, let me keep this date. Now, what is it to mean? They understand to pollute it. What is it to mean to keep it? You pollute it by way of unrest. And I would say that word, unrest. What does unrest mean? It means agitation. It means annoyed. It means busy, running all over the place. Work, play, going all over. Now, huh? No peace. So when you enter into rest in Yahuwah, you may keep the Shabbat day of rest. I didn't finish the question, the answer to the thing with a man that says, well, I rest all day, but yet still, you don't praise Father Yahuwah. You rest all day, but you don't look unto Father Yahuwah. You rest all day, and even if you keep the 7 day outside of the Torah, you cannot enter into rest to keep the Shabbat day of rest. Exactly. Now, polluting the Shabbat, now a person will ask, well, I don't work, I don't play, I don't do all that, and I was staying there, but I watch TV. I turn the TV on, I'm resting. Are you? Not resting. Why? You engage what's going on. Exactly.
I worked in the industry before. You remember they used to say Shabbat, but they didn't really say it everything. You were Hollywood working. And so one of the things he shared, he's like, oh man, we were driving nice at first, you know, man, Shabbat. He's another Shabbat keeper, you know. And like you say again, one of the things he say he liked to do in observing the Shabbat is, you know, they get around, sit around his family, play games with the kids, board games. You know what I'm trying to say? To get to know the kids and everything. You know, and I didn't get on it, you know, too much at that point, you know what I'm trying to say? But he was like very convicted as how we would understand what the Shabbat would be. That, you know, that way he said that though was there was no conscience about it, that is all right. And that is exactly what, and not even understanding, not even an individual who say they keep in the Shabbat, not knowing how to actually keep a Shabbat. And that is even justifiable that you see that as a good thing inside of your world. Because it should be a good thing to play board game with your child.
Mm-hmm.
You see, on another day, but
right.
You are associating that because you say it's lawful to do good on the Shabbat.
Mm-hmm.
And those are a little technicality. You see what I'm saying?
Wait, so is that good? So that's the thing is, you look to say, okay, well, this is good in my eyes. It's acceptable in my eyes, but it's acceptable for the whole eyes. The same person, oh, yeah, I want to sit down and play a board game with you, but why don't you go in the scriptures? Why do you exclude your whole out of the Shabbat to say, I'm doing something with my family here and not go into the word? But you exclude your whole out of the Shabbat, the day that he has made. It's good in your eyes. It's acceptable in your eyes. And that's the thing, you get to know your children all 6 days, but on the 7th day, you think like, oh, I have to get to know you. Because what, like Kevin said, it's like, you watch TV. Now, I've witnessed people, when they watch TV, they ain't resting, they're crying. And I'm sorry, that's not resting, that's agony. That's emotional distress. So understand everything that you do has effect. I look at the definition of shalom. I'm almost finished. I look at the definition of shalom, right? And the definition of shalom, I'm just going to read it real quick after. It has a different meaning in Hebrew. Like a lot of times it says peace. But it's, yes, it's peace, it's harmony, it's without agitation. It is without turmoil, annoyance. It's complete, but it's also for the mind. A person could look like they have peace laying in bed, but their mind is going a mile a minute. There's no rest. So understand what rest is. Your rest is also your mind. You might not work. You might not be playing, but your mind is not at rest. Understand that. Father has given you that rest that you may keep Shabbat day of rest. You put all things aside. It is not for you to think, oh my gosh, I have a bill. And oh my God, the scripture just said that you will provide all 6 days for Yasharel and then rest on the seventh day. He will provide, he will deliver you, and he will guide you, right? So that's what we see in that. So when you say Shabbat Shalom, it gives a different meaning to that Shabbat. It's not just saying, you say Shalom every day, and it has a great meaning. But when you say Shabbat Shalom, it is a day that is held higher than any other day. And that peace, that tranquility, and that rest is better, even if you have a day off of work. Even if you have a vacation and you wake up in a hotel room, that is a 5-star hotel room, and the view out the window is the beach. That rest, yes, it's physical, mental, and eternal. That's what that rest is, right? Something else was on my mind, but it went away. Can't remember right now. But okay. So as far as you who will guide us and lead us, we turn to Acts 13 is my last scripture. Acts 13. From verse 25. And I read to 44. To understand what it is to pollute the Shabbat, unrest, doing all these things, but what to keep the Shabbat is to abstain from all these things in Yahuwah, give him the praise and honor, again, the day that he has set up from all eternity, right? I always said that, and that's something that came to mind. All that you do throughout the week, put it to rest. Work, play, exercise, whatever it is, social media, IG, Twitter, all these things. Listen, they don't miss you when you're gone. I'll tell another story. There was a manager, right? And he would kill himself at a job. Kill himself. And he would do anything and everything, right? To the point that he did so much, he never did anything right, and they demote him because they didn't trust him. But he would kill himself for that. They got a new manager. New manager came in. Mind you, the guy was like 60 or something, about to retire. So I was there talking. And I'm like, go live your life. He started crying because this is his life. I said, this is not your job. You don't own this job. Man is like 60 or something. I'm 49 years old.
What was that last one?
Huh? And he was 60 or something, almost 70. And I'm telling him, go live your life. You did what you got to do. You crying over something that's not even yours. You don't own it. And you crying. So basically, I was talking to him. And then the new manager came. The new manager was a Jamaican guy. And we were talking. He said, listen, so go live your life. And remember this. When you leave, I'm going to blame everything on you. Man, you're killing yourself. Now, this new guy come. This new guy come. And he said, the owner will come and say, you didn't do this, 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 and be like, yo, you didn't tell me. You can't defend yourself. You're gone. But you're crying over that. But all that's alright. So, as I said, as we move forward, again, that's for your guide, right? What I said, Acts 13? 25, right? And as John fulfilled his course, he said, whom think you that I am? I am not he, but below, behold, there come one after me, whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. Men and children, now this is Paul, right? Yeah. Men and children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you fear Yahuwah, to you is the word of this salvation sent. Again, the Shabbat is only for particular people. And we are the people in creation that Father has given to. It's for everyone. But fortunately, the whole except. For 27, for they that dwell in Jerusalem and the rulers, because they know him not, nor yet the voice of the prophets, which are read every Shabbat day. Again, worship, honor, praise unto Father Yahuwah, right? They have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. For Yahuwah raised him from the dead. Again, raised him from the dead. On the day of his death, they took him down from the tree. They took him down and did what? Because the Shabbat was fastly approaching, they didn't have able to wipe him down, so they put him in the sepulcher and they put the stone. And they did what? Went and keep the Shabbat. Think about this for a minute. A person, man, that's the Savior, that's the Mashiach. He will understand. But they took him down, put him in the sepulcher, and then went and keep the Shabbat. Understand how important it is. David. Was it David? Yes, it was David and Saul, right? When they went and was going to kill Saul. And they came back to David like, yo, we handled it. David said, hold up, you didn't think anything that you had touched one of the anointed of Yahuwah? And you killed them. Judgment is perfect. Yahuwah will not go contrary to who he is. So just because it's Yahushua HaMashiach and say, well, it's Yahushua HaMashiach, man, I got to do this even on the Shabbat day. No. You're breaking the Shabbat day. Because guess what? Yahuwah is going to keep his Shabbat day. So who you think you are? If he who is the creator of the Shabbat day will keep his Shabbat day, who do you think you are that you're going to break the Shabbat day for him? You see what I'm saying? You keep the Shabbat day. Because even Yahushua Mashiach, where he laid in the dirt, in the sepulcher on his Shabbat day. You see, there was no manna on the Shabbat day. Everything is at rest, right? Thirty-one. Thanks. And he was seen many days of them, which came unto him from Galilee to Jerusalem, whom are his witness unto the people. And we declared unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto our fathers, Yahuwah fulfilled the same unto us, their children, in that he had raised up Yahushua again, as it is also written in the second Psalm. You are my son, this day have I begotten you. And as concerning that he raised him from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, He said, on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. Wherefore he said also in another psalm, you shall not suffer your set apart one to see corruption. For David, after he had served his own generation, by the will of Yahuwah, fell asleep. I was laid unto his father and saw corruption. But he whom Yahuwah raised again saw no corruption. But it be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which he could not be justified by the law of Moses, types and symbols, right? Beware therefore lest any come unto you which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, you despisers and wanderers, and perish. For I work a work in your day, a work which you shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. And when the Yehudis were gone out of the temple, the Gentiles besought that these words might be what? Preached to them the next Shabbat, a continual keeping of this day. I say to you, this is after Mashiach. See the keeping of the Shabbat. Those people that say when Mashiach died, the Shabbat is done away with. Paul kept the Shabbat. Yahusha kept the Shabbat. And you see it throughout all the generations. That day is embedded in creation. Verse 43. Now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Yehudis and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, pursued them to continue in the favor and the righteousness of Yahuwah. And the next Shabbat day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of Yahuwah. That is something that is a continual manifestation. The word of Yahuwah preached on Shabbat day, receiving of the word of Father Yahuwah, is a manifestation of the past and the future. It's a climax of 1 week, and you look forward to the other to hear the word of Yahuwah each Shabbat day continually. Again, let Father Yahuwah guide us, lead us in keeping of his day set apart. You keep it set apart because already the day that is set apart to rest on that day, to put all aside all things. Again, if there was another day, he would have told us there is no other day. He has set that day up. But first, we must understand the resting, putting away all corruption, sin, and death, that now we may keep this day, that which is embedded in creation. I thank you for your time. Give Father all praise and all honor. See, I wasn't long. So continue throughout today. I'll break. You want break? So give Father your prayer to take a break. Sing a song and then say a word of prayer. Then we get something to eat. Later on, 5:30. I don't know what time it is. This is the day. And Yahuwah has me. And say a word of prayer.
And this, whoever is listening in there, we will resume.
So whoever is listening, we will resume about 5:30. While the shalom will continue. But right now, we're just going to sing a song and say a word of prayer and get some fuel. Page 13, I believe.
That same song, and look at that twofold. But even though that this is the beauty, which he has made exactly the planet, and it's a great way of what Usha actually came to do. And he brings us into the journey.
Right.
And then he will then say, this is the beauty.
Ready?
This is the day.
3, 4.
Anything that you're so given. for the walk, and which is perfect according to your will. Father, be with each and every one of us as we go. Be with each and every one of us, Father, as being a stand upon the foundation, as an eternal foundation that you have set up. This is a foundation on which we stand. And I ask of you, Father, to root us upon this foundation, in this foundation, that cannot be moved. We trust you, we praise you, and we honor you. Keep each and every one of us, guide each and every one of us, throughout today and throughout life's work, for only upon you, for the Lord, only the only Son, for the Lord. Again, keep us always, always, for only the only Son, you shall for the week.
Want to turn it off and then just for just a minute. You can leave the room open. I'm gonna leave the room open and then we'll just like wait. Between 5:15 and 5:30, you should resume.
Oh my God.